This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, 'cause your perfume's smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor.
Well, crime is so bad, not just in New York, but get the story. This is amazing to me, guys. In Oakland, California, the BART, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit, I've been on the BART a couple times, that they now have what are called intervention cards that they are giving to riders that they can pass on to other riders to let them know if they're being harassed, if someone is making them uncomfortable. This is incredible. They're going to be getting cards that passengers who are experiencing sexual harassment by some stranger on the subway can distribute a card to another stranger to let them know that they need help. So someone's going to bother you. You're going to pass somebody else a card. The other person hopefully doesn't see you pass the card. They're going to go, hey, wait, what's on the card? And the card is either going to say, hey, could you get some help for me? Could you step in? Could you call authorities? I mean, this is incredible. First of all, how sad that things are this bad that they're actually doing this intervention card system. What a sign of the time that is. And also, how sad that it is now at that state of affairs that people feel they actually need to do it. And in the Bay Area and New York, the numbers are probably even higher. But in the Bay Area, 53% of the respondents claim that someone they knew had been a victim on the rapid transit system. I bet that number is a lot higher if you go to anybody on the New York City subways. And then we are adding the crisis of crime and the crisis of squatting, and it is a formula for disaster. We talked about what was going on in the Bronx. Well, guess what's happening in Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis today blew the lid and said that he has just learned that anywhere from 300 to about 350,000 people have been flown into Florida and also into Texas and into different areas kind of quietly in the middle of the night. And it's prior to this program that they haven't really announced. And, you know, the Biden administration is allowing thousands upon thousands of them to come in this way. It's a way so the border doesn't get too bogged down. Are you kidding me? So sneaking them in the middle of the night into airports. We heard about Westchester. We heard about Nashville. Well, this is a very much concerted program. And Governor DeSantis says he wants to get the details of this because his state and his citizens deserve to know. Take a listen to what Governor DeSantis said just a little bit ago, guys.
So can you expand on some of the comments you made about being a covert?
First of all, it's an illegal program. They're bringing people in who don't have a right to be in this country from foreign countries. And what we've seen... And we saw this instance recently. Someone that Biden flew into America, ended up in Massachusetts, now is under charges for sexual assault against a developmentally disabled 14-year-old girl. Now, that is something that would have been prevented had they just followed the law. We've been after them on this parole for a long time. We've actually won in court, and it's our hope that we're going to be able to get that shut down. Now, it is secret because they're not telling anybody. They don't tell us anytime somebody comes in. You know, I know there was numbers about who's coming through Miami. What I can tell you is we can't verify that. They don't give us any information on it. We have not seen, though, large numbers in our communities all of a sudden, like you've seen in New York and Chicago and some of these other ways. And so that may be the case that he's bringing people in under this illegal parole program, and then they're migrating to sanctuary jurisdictions. That could be happening, but I could tell you we're not a sanctuary state. We don't have sanctuary cities, and we've took action to where you're not getting a driver's license, you're not getting ID cards, so you are better off in New York or Illinois or California. So that may be what you're saying, but it's secret in the sense, yes, we know the program's going on. We're suing over it. We think it's illegal. We know it's illegal and not constitutional, but they are not coordinating with state government at all. If they throw six people on a commercial flight coming from a foreign country, there's no acknowledgement at all to state or local authorities. That's just the fact. And so that's why, that's a double reason about why what he's doing is very problematic.
And the White House said, you know, it isn't secret, but what we're doing is we're letting about 30,000 people in a month under this program. So maybe they're doing it so it doesn't count as the folks who are entering the country illegally through the border. It's like, hey, we'll just kind of fly them in. I'm glad that DeSantis is blowing the lid. It makes you wonder how many others are going on that we just don't know about. And here is Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders, because she says she's dealing with it in her state, too.
Also, people coming from Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, Egypt, Russia and China. Why are they showing up at our border, Governor?
Because they know that they can walk right in, because the federal government has not done one of their most important and basic duties in securing our country. Thankfully, we have governors across the country that are stepping up and doing what the federal government has failed to do under this president. Texas helping lead the way. I just made an announcement that we will send additional National Guard troops from Arkansas into Texas to help secure the border, because not only is it impacting states on the border, it's impacting everybody in the country. It is a absolute national security, humanitarian, and huge crisis of epic proportion because of what they're allowing to take place. We're seeing drugs flood into our communities. I think you'll be hard-pressed to find a single family anywhere in America that hasn't been impacted by the drug crisis in this country, and it is a direct result of the failure of this administration not stepping up and helping secure the border.
100,000 Americans every year dying from fentanyl. And there's been a lot of high profile cases of late. And so what's going on about it? This president never refers to it, never talks about the border. All they continue to do, and I heard it again today, I couldn't believe it. Again today, all of their gobbledygook was, oh, yeah, we blame the Republicans. The Republicans are not doing a good job with X, X and X. I mean, to me, that is shameful. All he has to do is do an executive order and he could change it in a heartbeat, and he is not doing it. And so now we have this crisis that is out of control, and it makes you wonder how many other secret flights are going in to other states that they just don't have any idea. And we'll find out about another 100,000, another million or two after this is all over with. That is shocking. And it just keeps on coming, and they don't seem to really care. They're just playing politics with it. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Larry. Larry, your thoughts about all this?
Yeah, hi, Rita. Okay, there's a reason why Biden has never been talking about the border. He doesn't respond to it. Because this whole thing is being coordinated, okay? This migrant crisis, first of all, these criminal laws, these lenient criminal laws, were passed in anticipation of the migrant of this migrant crisis. What they want to do is they want to create chaos. Chaos in the streets, because they're trying to institute a new social order. I'll say what that is in a second, because when people are panicking, they will accept a new social order more easy. So these criminal laws incite panic. Now, that new social order is socialism. Now, why do you think these migrants are being given $350 a week? Because what that's going to do is then the underclasses are going to demand equal, because they're here first. So then they're going to be reimbursed even more than they're getting in social benefits, which is happening already. Checks are coming from all over the place. Okay. And then we jumpstart into socialism. We see already California passed a $20 an hour minimum wage law. So now in New York, there's going to be more benefits to equalize with the migrants who are getting $350 a week. All this is being coordinated, the criminal laws with the migrant crisis. It's all a master plan that's being coordinated to bring to jumpstart socialism into this country.
So wait, hang on, Larry. How long do you think until this plan is carried out, this master plan, Larry?
Well, first, let me tell you how it started. It started before the criminal laws. The judges, the criminal court judges, were letting people go with no bail when they had discretion to keep them from horrific crimes. The ACLU and the Legal Aid Society, those are where the judges come from, the Legal Aid Society, these criminal court judges, those are the ones that started this whole thing. Those are the socialists, okay? And then it gave way to the criminal laws to protect these judges, to deflect the attention off these judges, so they wouldn't have to be accountable for letting these people go to commit horrendous crimes while they're on bail. Now, when do I think this is going to be completed? It's up to the courts because the Fifth Circuit is ruling on whether Texas has the right to arrest these migrants. If the Fifth Circuit and the Supreme Court do not rule in favor of Texas, then this country could be finished by the time of the election. I mean, the election might not even, there may be chaos before the election starts.
By the way, Larry, I do agree with you. I'm not sure about the whole socialism master plan, but I hear where you're going on it. But what I do agree with you is, boy, we will be in deep doo-doo if indeed the Supreme Court doesn't rule in favor of Texas, or at least, first of all, that's Fifth Circuit, which is seated there in New Orleans. They heard oral arguments today. And I think Texas has every right to defend itself. And they're right there on the front lines defending America. But who knows? They may come out and say that it's a federal jurisdiction, even though the feds are doing a horrible job, not doing anything. You could make the case they abdicated the responsibility for the border, and that's why Texas is having to step in. I think that's pretty apparent what's happening, and thank God for Texas. You're right. I cannot imagine if they say, no, it has to stay to the federal government, and everybody, you just got to accept it. Their people will be so frustrated, and that is such a disheartening place to be. And we'll be in a mess. So let me ask you, Larry, very quick, how do we turn it around? Obviously, separate than the Supreme Court or the Court of Appeals stepping in, just overall, how do we break this cycle of allowing lawlessness and these freebies for migrants?
Well, you can attack it on two angles. First, you have to probe deeper into, like, for example, don't stop with Carl Hastie. If they say Carl Hastie's being manipulated by three or four assembly people that are keeping him as speaker, you go to those assembly people, you probe them, and you expose them. You do it to the lowest common denominator. That's one way. And then you go to the judiciary. A corrupt judiciary is the beginning of every revolution, okay, because they incite chaos. Now, this judge who's presiding over the Trump case, he's trying to get away with murder. He has a clear conflict of interest, and nobody's policing them because the Bar Association that disbarred Rudy Giuliani is not doing anything to this guy.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm glad you brought up that judge, too, because that judge, you're right, should recuse himself because the daughter is involved in all these Democratic politics. The daughter is like involved in all these progressive campaigns, raising money for Biden and Obama and Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff. I mean, it's just, to me, it looks so bad. And even the appearance of conflict of interest, which is at a minimum here, that alone should be enough to move that guy off the case. But you're right. It's sort of, they're all sort of in bed with each other. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. We'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break. You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Well, it may not be your house if some migrant squatters take it over, like you heard of what happened in Bronx and what's been happening in many blue cities across this nation. What do we need to do to crack down on crime? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Stan. Line 4. Stan, your thoughts.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I want to talk about our friend, President Trump and President Biden. There will be one debate, because that's the only thing this guy deserves. He doesn't want to debate anybody. He didn't debate his own people. So
you mean Biden?
Yeah. No, we're talking Trump. Trump. He didn't debate anybody. Debated his wife. About it.
Do you actually think that Biden is rushing to do a debate?
One debate. Only one is needed with this guy.
They should do two or three. I bet you Trump will do two
but
or three.
Trump, look, you don't seem to get it. Trump didn't want to do anything with his
own.
He
didn't have to in the primary, Stan.
Of course he did.
But you know what? Actually, it's not malarkey. Because you know what's
malarkey.
You know what's going on, Stan? Your guy, Joe Biden.
No.
Hang on.
One debate is needed.
Hang on. Joe Biden doesn't want any other Democrats. You're giving Trump a hard time for not wanting to debate during the primary, which a lot of people said was a smart move, that they wouldn't have done it if they were so far ahead.
He's got enough problems.
On the other hand, the Democrats, if you look at Joe Biden, he won't even give RFK Secret Service protection. They have a whole unit now at the White House trying to undermine third-party candidates because he's so worried about RFK Jr. and Jill Stein and Cornel West. He's going to eat into Biden's lead, and they know it. They know it.
How
Democratic? How Democratic is that?
Let's talk about the debate.
How undemocratic is that to not even give?
He doesn't have enough votes.
You don't even give an RFK Jr. Secret Service protection. Shame on you. His father was assassinated. His uncle was killed. And you don't even give him Secret Service protection. That speaks volumes of this president. Go ahead.
He doesn't have the amount of people to support him and so forth on the ballot. So I'm not worried about him.
Well, you're not, but guess who is? Your buddy Joe Biden sure is worried about him, and he won't even give him Secret Service protection. That's a coward. How dare he not protect a candidate who right now has 9, 10, in some polls, 15% of the vote. RFK may be on the debate stage. And he said last night, Biden's a bigger threat to democracy than Trump.
Rita Cosby is on.
Let's do it.
week. 9 to 5 for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing.
Wow. Well, if Trump and Biden debate, it will be wild. And then, as you just heard, wow, what I was talking about with Stan, there is the RFK Jr. factor. And no doubt crime and migrants, all of these issues will definitely be key debate topics. By the way, there is a chance that RFK Jr. could actually make it to the debates, because there are different criteria that you have to meet to make it to the debate stage. And in some states, he's already getting there. You have to have an eligibility. It's 15% in at least 5 national polls. At one point, he was polling like 21, 22. He's now in most polls around like 10%. But that's not that far to get to 15%. Remember Ross Perot, who was there in the mix of things in 1992. I remember interviewing Ross Perot. Always feisty, always spirited. And by the way, he changed the game and very much allowed for Bill Clinton to get elected. And in that case, he hurt H.W. Bush. Remember, because both Texas guys. So RFK, though, if you look, will take away from Joe Biden. But the question is Joe Biden even get a debate, period? Well, last night, Trump was in Wisconsin and he said, I'm ready. Anytime, anywhere. Let's do it, Joe Biden. Here's what he said. Here he is baiting the president.
You can see we have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate. I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you. That's no good. We got all these corrupt prosecutors, deranged Jack Smith, all of them. These are deranged people. Let's debate outside, Joe. Let's go have a good, solid, friendly debate. Just a friendly, where our country's going, because our country's going to hell and we're not going to let it happen. You know, the most important day in the history of our country will be November 5th of this year. Not long.
Not long. And if you listen to Joe Biden, this is what he said not that long ago when he was asked on the White House lawn, will you debate Trump? Now, you heard Stan's prediction that he thinks there'll be one debate. There should be, typically, there's two or three in the presidential. There's usually one VP, but there's usually typically like three, two at the usual minimum between the two candidates. If I'm Trump, I'm going to want to debate him all day long. Joe Biden, dodge and weave. He's going to try to do the basement campaign, or maybe they can juice him up, put him on whatever they put him on for the State of the Union. Remember last time in the debate, he kind of was like high energy and then he kind of petered out towards the end. It was like whatever he was on kind of wore off. But here he is on the White House lawn when he was asked, will you debate Trump? This was just about a month ago. And here's what he had to say.
Will you commit to a debate with former President Trump?
It depends on his behavior.
It depends on his behavior. Give me a break from the guy who has been pushing all of this lawfare against President Trump, from the guy who's not even allowing RFK Jr. to have Secret Service, from the guy who is saying that Trump's a threat to democracy, whose behavior needs to be in line. And who could forget, when I think of debates, I actually can't wait for the moment. I hope there will be a debate. I'm not even sure if Biden will do a debate. I'm serious. I just think he may stay in the basement. He is such a bad candidate and his poll numbers are dismal. He is now losing in 6 of the 7 key swing states from Trump. Trump is up anywhere from like, it's like 2.5% all the way up to like 8-9% in some of these key polls in these battleground states. And who could forget the last time when Biden and Trump debated? Remember this moment? This I always think about. This is the moment about Hunter Biden when the whole thing came up about Hunter Biden. And listen, Joe Biden, remember at that point said, oh, no, that's Russian disinformation. That's hogwash. Well, now we know it's all true. But let's flash back to the last debate with Trump and Biden.
China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out. He takes out billions of dollars, takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it?
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million, Joe?
Mr. Vice,
he got $3.5 million.
It is not true.
Oh, really,
Mr. President? It's an open discussion. Please,
it's a fact.
You have raised an issue. Let the totally Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience and energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who? In
Ukraine.
The media.
By everybody. Well, by the,
by the media,
by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. Matter of fact, even
Mr.
the
President,
people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you.
You got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration, said, I did my job and I did it very well.
Oh, really?
I did it honorably.
I'd like to know who they are.
I'll give you the list of the people who testified.
No, go ahead, sir.
Sure, you've already fired most of them because they did a good job.
Some people don't do a good job.
Wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
Mr. President.
$3.5 million, Joe.
That is simply.
Why did
not
he deserve
true.
$3.5 million from Moscow?
Look, here's the deal. We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean, his family, we could talk about all night.
Right. Well, guess what? That exchange didn't age well. Oh, my son did nothing wrong. He didn't take any money. Yes, he did. And the son even admitted that he took money from China. That's that China line that he said at the beginning. Can you imagine it should be? If I were Trump, I'd say, let's just kind of play that over again and let's do a fact check now, years later. Incorrect. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Every time that Biden was denying that any of those things happened with him or his family. Boy, it would be a very different exchange today, and shame on that moderator, because that moderator should not have interjected and should have let it go. And clearly that moderator was also placating Biden. And the facts now show that, guess what? Hunter Biden, look what's going on now with the family. The impeachment issue is a whole other issue. But clearly a lot of that stuff in the debate that Trump was going after has turned out to be correct. 1-800-848-9222. What do you think? Do you think there will be a debate? And also, what do you think would be the focus of the debate? Will it be ethics? Will it be money? Will it be border? Will it be crime? And how big of an issues are these? No doubt, border is the number one issue in this country, and border and crime are colliding in a very sad, sad way right now. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, your thoughts about all this?
Well, as far as the debate goes, first I said no, he could never do it, but now I'm changing my mind. He could do the debate if it's all controlled, if they pick the moderator, if they give him the drugs, if they give him all the questions all ready for him to answer. I think maybe he might debate. That's what I'm thinking on that. But
I think he might. I think if they can put him on whatever they put him on State of the Union night, they'll say, hey, give him a double dose, you know?
Yeah. And have the questions ready for him, you know, all prepared and pick the right moderator, someone like the last one who was so mean to Donald Trump. You know, so that could happen.
Yeah, you're right.
I wanted to ask you something. You know, before you were talking about judges and how corrupt they all are. I was learning today about Judge Reggie Walton, and he was on CNN recently talking about Donald Trump.
Yep.
And Juan Marchant and the daughter, and he was really, really inappropriate. He was defamatory, highly prejudicial, and he was just outrageous. And he got complaints on it, but he was saying that Donald Trump has no right to say anything, that he's a threat to the daughter. So he was saying all that. Now, he's a judge in Washington, and I know that Donald Trump is going to be in those courts there as well with him. So
It's outrageous. And apparently that judge, Mike Davis, who is a conservative activist, has come out and said, I think he's already filed a complaint because it is completely unethical. But you know what? Sandra, it's not surprising. It's like par for the course. Like this Judge Marchant, the other judge, this is not Judge Marchant, the one you're talking about. You're talking about Reggie Walton. But Judge Marchant, the one in New York, his daughter is doing work, active work for these campaigns. I mean, the standard is not, it's sort of just like the Fannie Willis standard. It's not like, and in the Fannie Willis case, I believe there was absolute conflict of interest that goes well beyond that. But the standard is even the appearance of conflict of interest should be enough to remove somebody. And there's clearly the appearance there in New York. There is no question. It is preposterous. Go ahead, Sandra.
Yeah, now when you have this judge going on CNN for all to hear what he has to say, and then when the jurors go to, to jury, and then they're swayed by this man. So it was really not right what he did. And they give Trump the gag order, extended gag order, and then all these other people have a right to say whatever they choose. It's so unfair, as we know. And
that's why I think, Sandra, a lot of these cases, he's going to win on appeals, because some of the first layers, just like the bozo in the civil case who made the decision, remember? And then finally, an appeals court did say, we're going to hear it. And they should, because you've got the former president of the United States, the leading Republican candidate, the nominee there on the GOP side. So there's every reason for federal issues to step in. You're dealing with a federal campaign. And so I think a lot of these cases are ultimately going to end up in a lot of these Supreme Courts, a lot of the, first of all, appeals courts, and then ultimately the highest court. But I think it's just going to take time till it goes and goes and goes. And it may be same thing. You know, who knows? Maybe even in the criminal case, the deck is stacked against him because this judge doesn't want to recuse himself despite his daughter. And who knows where they're going to go with the decision. And then maybe Trump has to appeal it. Maybe he can get it delayed. He's trying to. But so far, the judge, he, in fact, just got shot down a couple hours ago. He was trying to say, hey, listen, let's see if this immunity case is resolved, first of all, in the Supreme Court, because I may have immunity as a president. And maybe there shouldn't be any charges whatsoever. So why don't we wait till that's decided? And the judge said, No, we're not going to wait. We're just going to go forward. I mean, who knows? There could be some twists and turns, but he seems damned and determined. And maybe it comes back and it comes back with a conviction and then he appeals it and it goes through this appellate process. I mean, it just feels like the deck is so stacked and they are so determined. And to me, it's so transparent and it really is disgusting. It's such an abuse of lawfare in this country, Sandra. I feel the same way you do. It's really just sickening. I never thought I would see it in a great country like America, maybe in some banana republic, but not America. And everybody, now let's go to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment. By the way, let's give a big shout out to Tunnel to Towers for the incredible work that they do all the time. And again, just recently, they paid off the mortgage of Officer Diller's home. Of course, that's the officer who was killed in Queens, New York, from Massapequa Park in Long Island. And his widow and one-year-old son will now be living in a mortgage-free home, courtesy of the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So check out all the incredible work that they do. And this story coming from Jackson County, Alabama, where just recently a whole group of people gathered around a monument at Veterans Memorial Park there to honor veterans of the Vietnam War on National Vietnam Veterans Day, which is a day set aside to honor those who served on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces at any time from November 1st, 1955 through May 15th, 1975. And some of the people who showed up, including the head of the Veterans Memorial Park, President Jim Olenecki, said that during the ceremony, this is about gathering to honor the bravery and the sacrifice of all of the armed forces who served our country and freedom. He said further, in the jungles and rice paddies, these Vietnam veterans daily confronted the challenges of war. They return home to a divided nation, often facing indifference, misunderstanding, and even hostility. Many bore not only the physical scars of war, but also the emotional ones that remained and continue to remain for over 50 years. He also spoke of the importance of remembering the service members who never, ever returned home. What a powerful, powerful story, and how beautiful that they continue to honor the Vietnam veterans who are with us and those, again, who never made it back. And of course, you know how much I love our veterans, especially from Vietnam. And to all of you, welcome home. We love you and we appreciate you here on The Rita Cosby Show. And everybody, be sure to support America's military and first responder heroes. Donate just $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Simply go to T2T.org, T2T.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
So will Biden and Trump go mano and mano and debate? It'll be interesting to see. I think Biden will try to duck it. I'm not even still convinced Biden's going to be the candidate. There may be some switcheroo at the old convention because, boy, if you look at the poll numbers now, things are dropping like a lead weight for him. But he seems to still want to hang on. At least Jill wants him to hang on. So let's see where this goes, guys. Wow, wow, wow. Let's go to Pete. Line two. Pete, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. I would love the moderators to be you, Dominic, and Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, that would be a fun group.
Oh, yeah. And well, why can't it be that way? It's been one-sided for Biden this whole time. And you guys would be fair and balanced. And I would like questions to come from Curtis Sliva, Frank Morano, Shaq O'Neal, and Michael Jordan.
Pete, how did you throw in Shaq and Michael Jordan?
Because I think they're fair about how they feel about this country. They love this country. And also Frank Sliva.
Ah.
I would love them to ask questions.
By the way, I like your idea. First of all, I like your rundown. I think that's great. I love doing debates. I've moderated a couple debates. They are always a blast. And you're right. I always feel like I try to treat people respectfully. And I think the folks you mentioned too would be superb. And I have met Michael Jordan and I've met Shaq. And you're right. I think they both do love this country and appreciate this country. And would talk about security. Remember, Shaq is an honorary deputy, isn't he? I think in Florida. And I remember he talked with me about protecting the community. So he'd actually be superb. Good call. Good call. Let's go to Phil. Line three. Phil, your thoughts.
Yeah. Hi, Rita. Two things in 60 seconds. Number one, I've noticed that police vehicles no longer carry the CPR logo, courtesy, professionalism, and respect. Does that mean that they're no longer going to be courteous, professional, or respectful? The second thing is, if you put 100 illegals on a covert air flight to a major city, and three of them happen to be terrorists,
And what happens when they get the urge to suddenly pull another 9/11?
Wow, that's a very powerful thought, Phil. You're right. You don't know what's going to happen. Wow.